got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And I have a new biblical question, but I'll give it to you later. I got to find out the information about it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you got to do what you got to do. You can podcast the show and listen on your phone as it's happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday again. And I believe it's today the first day of June. This is the first day of June. What the? What a mess. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing! So, you know what else is amazing? It's Monday, Female Monday, and I have females in the studio. And so yesterday at the fellowship, for those who didn't watch it, we had Sunday morning fellowships at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30 and 2 p.m. Eastern time. And you can be a part of the fellowship, either be in person or on the thing there, YouTube channel. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. So I have in studios a couple of the ladies who are members of Bond Fellowship, Bond Program, and everything. I have with me Jackie and Shaw. So Jackie is the white one. Are you white?
I'm Mexican-American.
You Mexican?
Yeah, but I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, well, you're not Mexican.
Okay, then. Yeah, I'm American.
So your mother is Mexican?
She is, but she also doesn't speak Spanish.
I always thought that she was like...
Indian?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that.
I thought she was Indian.
Yeah.
So I thought you were as well.
No, just regular.
Well, y'all don't look Mexican.
I know, everyone says that. It's like Indian, Armenian, Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And both your mother parents are Mexicans? Your father and mother?
I don't know what my grandma was. She always said Native American, but I feel like a lot of Mexican people say that. She did look Native American, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And her dad was Mexican.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's news to me. And then I have Jackie.
No,
I mean,
I'm Jackie.
Shaw.
Yes.
My bad. Shaw. The black one is Shaw. Oh, you are black, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I know we've been coming here, but I think this is the first time you actually know our names, right?
And only I know them now because they're written here.
I know.
And then I wasn't for sure which was
who was who.
Right. But I'm glad to meet you.
Same here.
By real name. And so the reason I wanted you guys on the show today, invited you here, because in the meeting yesterday, the fellowship, you said something like you had to be beat dogs.
Yeah.
Both of you said you had to be beat dogs, right?
Yeah.
Beat dogs.
Beat dogs.
Yes.
And what is a beat dog?
Okay, so how it started yesterday was Shai said, was it Shai or Shaw?
Shaw.
Shaw. Okay, so Shaw said that she just wants to live a soft life.
Right.
And you were like, well, what do you mean by that? And then I kind of understood what she meant. And I told her, I said, yeah, I feel like a big dog. Like, I can't be soft and feminine and, like, whatever I thought a woman was supposed to be when I was growing up.
Right.
I feel way so rougher and tougher than that. So rough, so tough out here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. And I know. So, I mean, what
so
do you?
So you mentioned that yesterday that
yes.
you had to be a big dog. And you know. And you don't want to be a big dog.
I have no interest in being a big dog.
I had never heard that before yesterday when you said that. You're right. You mentioned that first
yes.
in the fellowship. I had never heard of a woman being a big dog. And so what's a big dog to you?
Well, Jackie mentioned being a big dog.
Okay.
But I definitely agree. It's just like... I'm so hardened all the time. I have to be on guard all the time. And it's just not, I don't feel free. I just feel trapped in this thing of having to stay on guard all the time, every day.
What do you mean by being on, you have to be on guard every day?
Yes.
What does that mean? What's that like? What does that mean?
It's like I have to be put on this front that I'm kind of angry, and I'm like more so like a butch kind of thing going on for like safety purposes.
What do you mean? I don't know. Safety purpose. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm out in the world, in this world by myself, and I'm doing, you know, I'm doing the things a human does. I'm taking care of myself and all those things. But because I am by myself and I am a little bit smaller and I am in the world, people think they can kind of like not necessarily get over on me, but be kind of like dangerous with me. Like I've had many, many, many encounters with just the homeless or just regular people that I had to kind of harden up and seem like I'm a little crazy when I don't want to seem crazy. I just want to seem like a normal woman just walking the street, but I can't.
And you have the same experience?
Not really.
What does be? Are you a beat dog?
Yeah, I feel like a big dog.
And how are you a beat dog? Why? How and why?
Okay, I can see what she's saying, but mine doesn't really feel so physical, like walking down the street or anything. I'm not special. I don't think I shouldn't have to work hard. I mean, I think this all falls back into what I said yesterday, that I don't trust God's plan. But I feel a very heavy weight on my shoulders of just having to be like, my parents raised a daughter, but it feels like they raised a little man. I mean, I can figure everything out.
I can.
Almost everything I can figure out if I don't know the answer or I know how to figure it out. And I'm a really good, handy person to have around and for myself and everything. But I'm just like, I didn't think being this age and stuff, like 36 and single, like it is so hard to have to, everything's on your shoulders. And as it should be and as how it is for everybody, I'm not trying to sound like a victim, but I don't feel, I mean, feminine and like super.
You don't feel what?
Feminine and like a soft, dainty woman. No, I feel like I've got to figure it out for me and sometimes for others. And
were you trained to be that way?
You know what? Yeah, it was around me a lot. It was. A lot of my grandma watched me a lot when my mom was working. Right. And I think that a lot of her ideas about not her past experiences, she definitely didn't want me to have them. And so early on, she was kind of just, I don't want to say she was a man hater, but she was scorned.
Who, your grandmother?
Yeah, she was.
And so did your mother know that your grandmother was having that kind of impact on me?
I don't think so. I don't think we realized that wasn't right until later.
Oh.
Later in life. You know, if I think my grandma had good intentions of just not wanting me to have the same experiences as her. And she's not the only one. I saw my whole family was full of strong women, and male presence wasn't just, it was just, they were used to women taking the lead. And so I kind of followed suit until a few years ago when I was like, this is not how it's supposed to be.
Right.
Women are not supposed to be carrying this full load. And so, I'm trying to unlearn a lot of that. And this goes back to, again, me not trusting God's plan, because if I did, I wouldn't think I'd feel this way.
Right. You, so when you were growing up, were you influenced mostly women, or did you have the influence of men, your father, your mother, and men and women?
Well, it was an equal balance. One part of my life, I was with my mom, but the majority of it, I was raised by my dad. So I kind of got a good balance of both. But when I was with my mom, of course, she was the only one that worked. So she was always gone. I was always with, like, my siblings. I got a bunch of siblings, so I was just around them all the time.
Right.
And then when my dad got custody, I was just with my dad. So it's kind of like an equal balance for me.
And so being so resourceful, do you feel like you don't need a husband or want a husband, or do you want a husband?
Don't need. Oh, no. If I truly had it my way, I would have one.
A husband?
1,000%.
And you would be happy with a husband?
I think so.
And so why don't you have one?
Because it's just not, I don't know. I don't know if it's just an LA thing, but it's just not happening. It has not happened for me.
Really?
Really.
And you made yourself available for it to happen. Like, you're not a difficult female to meet.
I'm not difficult, but to piggyback off of what she said, like, it's the working thing. I am like a mule. I'm a mule, active at work. And, you know, if I get free time, great. But I'm just always on the wheel. Yeah.
And being so resourceful, do you feel that you want a husband or not?
Yes, I would like to have a husband and be married.
You'd like to be married. Mm-hmm. And will you be able to come off this horse or being it?
Release control.
Right. Being in control, because you've been doing this on your own for a minute.
Right.
Will you be able to let all that go?
I think I can. I'm at the point where I could let it all go. It would be hard, and I would have to work at it for sure. But I would like to. But obviously, I want to be led by the right man. You know, you asked her, could she be married if she wanted? Like, yeah, I could be married right now if I wanted to. I could think of a couple people. But I don't like the way that they live their life. I don't want to be led by them. And I don't want to be the big dog in the relationship. So I'm not, I'll just hold out.
So these guys that you could be married to, mm-hmm. you don't want them because you can already see that you have to lead the relationship and you don't want that kind of man.
No.
And did you say that to them?
No.
And why not?
What am I supposed to say? Beta, I don't want to be with you. That's for them to figure out.
But the whole point of dating is to be honest with one another. Like, I want a man that, you want a resourceful man, right? And you don't want a man that is weak and
emotional.
Right. Did you have that conversation with them?
I didn't, no.
And why not?
I don't think they can see. I can drop subtle hints to them about, you know, being emotional or because I see how they operate in their daily life. They don't even see that. So I don't even want to open the whole, like, why I don't want to go in with them because they don't even see the small examples I can give them.
But if you don't be straight up with them, how will they know?
Is that my job, though, to do that? Like, should I tell people?
If you're dating.
We weren't dating, though. They're just, they're my guy friends. And yes, we do spend time together, but not, I wouldn't say we're dating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how about you? When you're dating, do you even date now? You don't have time to even date.
Well, I just don't have any suitors.
Oh. That's true.
I just have no suitors to even complain about or say, like, you're beta. I wish I at least could do that.
And do you date? Would you date all races? It doesn't matter the color of the person?
I'm open to all races.
And what would you want from the man that you date and marry?
I don't know if I can even say would want from him because I think now my baseline is just things he should already come with, if that makes sense.
Like a car?
Yeah, like you should have a job. You should have a car. I shouldn't have to tell you how to operate as a man. I should just be and added on to you. That's it.
Oh, okay. And so how did the beat dog, how did women become, where'd y'all get, it sounds like a man thing. How did y'all get the title, women get the title beat dog, and when did that start happening? Either one.
Okay, so I've seen it online. I saw it online a couple of times, but I already felt like that. I think I've even said that before, like a few years ago.
I'm a big dog.
Well, just feeling like, damn, I'm tired of being the big dog around here. Like, why am I the go-to person? Why am I the problem solver? Why can't I lift this in? So anyway, yeah. And I think we can both stand to be a little de-influenced because, like, what did you mean when you said, like, you want a soft life? What did you mean by that?
I meant I don't think it's right for me as a woman to work 6 days out of the week. I think that's crazy. I think that's insane. I just don't think that helps anyone. But if we're just talking about women, where does that give you any time to just invest in you? Like, where is the time for that? You're always there at work and almost for nothing. So that's what I meant.
That's what you meant when you said yesterday you want a soft life?
Yes. Like, I think that's incredibly insane. Like, 6 days a week, that sounds like a man working. Like, oh, yeah, he's a hardworking man.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you work Monday through Saturday?
That's pretty much correct.
Every week?
Every week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, just my lifestyle, really.
So yeah. You do it to yourself because you have such a big lifestyle.
I don't have a big lifestyle, but some of the things that I need require funds. Like, I'm not going to the spa every week. It's not that lavish. It's just certain things do, you know, they cost, so I have to do it.
And you want a softer life as well?
Who am I to... I'm not saying that. Of course, yes, I would like it, but I'm not belly aching over it today or anything like that, because why shouldn't I have to work hard? Right? I mean, what makes me think I shouldn't have to if I want certain things? So I can live simpler and not work as hard, but I'm satisfied with what I do for work and stuff and how much I'm making. So I don't want to say that, but I've been working hard for a really long time.
But you're only 30-something. You haven't been around that long.
I know, but I started working when I was 16. And I've never not had a job since then. And I usually have two jobs. And even right now, I have a little part-time job that I do. So
you have a full-time job and a part-time job?
Yeah, I don't work the part-time job. I recently quit, so okay. I'm not like... But I still go in because they can't find anyone else to replace me, so... Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. What would happen if you didn't want so much? If you were to live a simpler life, would you then have a simpler life if you were to become more, you know, simpler with your life and not require to have so much?
I mean, the answer to that would be yes.
So why would you back down?
But that's the issue. I've simplified everything you could think. And this is the baseline right here of like, okay, you took away everything and, you know, there's still 6 days.
The same with you?
No.
So are you cutting back on the desires?
I recognize them, but I don't think I'm cutting back, no.
Why not?
Because I'm still seeking my thrills.
But, so that's why you have to be a beat dog.
I know.
If you cut back, you wouldn't have to be a big dog.
There's a couple of reasons why I think that I could reduce, how I could reduce being a big dog. And one would be let people suffer. I don't need to be the resourceful one or the go-to person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, I don't feel like, yes, I do. Yeah, I could live simpler. I don't need to be an investor and in this and in that. You know what I mean? Like trying to always figure out how to make more money and become right. financially free. I could be just simple.
So why don't you become simpler?
Because I don't want that.
And so then why are you upset? I mean, not upset, but you tired of being a beat dog.
I'm tired of being a big dog, but I'm in this game.
What game?
No, it's a game with myself, really, because yeah. I have everything I need. I don't really need more.
So why don't you cut back?
Yeah, I can. I mean, that's why I quit my part-time job, so that I'm not, you know, working 7 days a week. Yeah, well, just...
What do you require of a man that you meet to date? What do you require from that man?
Just, like, physical?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, you meet this man.
Like, in the world, you know? Like, you know.
You meet this guy, what do you require from a man? The kind of man you want, what do you require?
Okay. I'm answering this question as in requiring, like, just the physical things that we have. Yes?
In the world.
Right.
Okay. He needs to have a car. He has to have a job. He has to have his own place. That's it. Easy. I think so, too.
That's all you want?
That's it.
And you cannot meet a man with those three things?
Well, yes and no.
Meaning what?
Like, usually I'll run into a man like that, but he's very lustful. So it just wrecks the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what do you require from the man you meet?
Well, basic stuff like, yeah, a car and independent, but... I don't want someone really emotional. We both can't be, you know, like that. I want someone to be, you know, stronger and kind of help lead me and guide me because I'm not used to having that so much. So, yeah, someone that makes going to Walgreens fun. You know what I mean? Like you just enjoy their company and it's just an added like bonus to your life. And it's not like they're there to fix my entire life or anything. So, I don't feel like I'm requiring a whole lot, but obviously you have to jive too. I'm not just going to settle for anybody because they have a job and they're stoic.
So you're not going to settle for a man that ride the bus?
I don't think so.
Or ride the train.
If he rides a train, I mean, I don't know what's the difference, right? It just sounds better than the bus.
I want to take some calls for you, but I got a few more questions to ask. So have you met men who has a car, a job, and don't live with their mama? They had their own place.
Yes.
You met men like that.
Yeah.
But you still were not satisfied.
Well, because they're beta.
They're weak.
Yeah.
And to you, a weak man is what?
Highly emotional.
Oh, okay.
That's the number one thing that I see with men is emotional and then really angry. Mm. And I'm not perfect. I've got some things to figure out before I can even give someone my best. So I do understand that.
And same with you. You don't want your man to be emotional and all that?
Not emotional. And some that are kind of like afraid. They're kind of like scared of me.
Of you? And what are they afraid of? You can't beat them.
I can't. I can't beat them. But in the sense of just, I'll use this word for communicative purposes, but yeah. Just people pleasing. Just saying whatever sounds good to me to get me somewhere. It's very procedural, not being honest.
Oh, okay.
So that's, yeah, I run into that a lot too.
So if you met the kind of man that you wanted, would you obey him?
I would.
You would. And would you obey him?
Yeah.
You don't look like you obey.
I hate that word for some reason. It makes me sound like a dog. Like,
you better obey me. Like,
I mean, I wish there was another word to say it, but yes. But yes, of course.
There
I mean,
is
we can't...
another word I what? Can use.
Oh, what is it?
Obey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You would obey?
Yeah, because we can't both be the man.
But it'd be so hard for you to obey. You've been so independent for so long. And you've been taught to be that way. How do you know you will obey?
Well, you say it all the time. When someone is for you, it should be easy.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, I won't be putting up a fight.
So did you guys, ladies, think this way about men before you start working on yourself? Or did you realize this after you start working on yourself?
Definitely after.
Afterward?
Yeah. I attract a lot of beta males before.
And because you were not working on yourself, you would have accepted a beta male?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I wanted someone soft. I wanted someone, you know, with more compassion and, like, stuff like that. Because I was just, I just wanted that at the time. That's what I needed.
Before you start working
on yourself. Oh, sorry. That's my work alarm. Anyways, but yeah, before I started working on myself, I was.
You would have accepted a beta male because you wanted a softer man.
Yeah, I wanted to. I felt like I needed that at
Why?
That time. I think it's because I had to grow up really fast, and sometimes that puts like a emotional stress on you. And so I wanted something soft and like compassionate and just understanding. But I didn't see how that was still going to put me in that big dog role in that relationship. And I don't want to be a leader. I want them to lead me. And I didn't know that was even supposed to be, God over man over woman, and woman over child. I didn't know that order.
Did you, before you start working on yourself, would you have accepted a beta male?
1,000%.
And why?
I just had a very distorted view of how relationships were supposed to work. Because looking back, I did ran into like maybe one or two alpha males, as they would say. But I had this mindset of just like, okay, they're smarter than me. I don't like that. Like, I need to have the upper hand somewhere in here. And I just didn't like that. But now I just think it's so ridiculous. So, yeah.
I did have one kind of like alpha boyfriend. And when he would try to, tell me what to do and stuff, like, I didn't like it at that time. I thought, well, like, who are you to tell me? Like, so, yeah, but my mind.
Did you make that clear to him as well?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know.
I hear a lot now, and it wasn't like this in the good old days. Men want to know everything about the woman's past before they date or marry her. Would you tell a man your whole past, about your past, who you've been with or not been with and all that? Would you tell a man about that?
No.
And why not?
Because I don't want to know about theirs. I think like all they're going to do is judge me for it. Yeah. And all I'm going to do is judge them. So we don't need to start off that way. But I'm saying that. But if I found out something later that was like, I wish I would have known that. You know what I mean? So I really got to let that go.
Okay.
Say it and mean it.
That's right. Yeah. Would you tell a guy about your past life, who you've been with and not been with and all that?
No.
And why not?
I just think it's very useless information. Like, no. I would, if I'm ever in that situation or I'm dealing with someone like that, let's just say they're on the internet in some capacity. And there's something that I should know, like, you may see this come up.
Right.
Then, like, that's fair, like, I guess. But if it's not anything to that extreme, then I don't think so.
Would you want to know? So you wouldn't tell him your past, and you would not want to know his past?
I wouldn't.
And the same with you, right?
I mean, are we talking about relationships? Like, you don't want to, I mean.
Right.
I guess if they really want to know some stuff, but I wouldn't share everything because I don't think it's necessary.
Oh, okay. And were you thinking this way before you start working on yourself?
No. I mean,
you would have wanted to know his past and tell him your past beforehand.
And then I would have judged him and been like, this is not for me.
Same with you.
I used to do it, and it was just not, it wasn't good.
Well, I'm back.
It was not good.
I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back, 888-775-3773. So, this Thursday is the men's forum. This is the third Thursday of the month. For those guys who are coming from out of town, we are having a meeting. So, at 7 p.m., if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the Hake Report is coming up after, right after the JLP show at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you all for your support. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Hit the like button right now. I'm talking to a couple beat dogs. I had never heard the term beat dog when it comes to women. Until yesterday at the fellowship. That was the first time I ever heard that. And both of you, how did you come up with the term beat dog? I know you said you saw it online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you realized you were being a beat dog.
I mean, I've already felt like, I've even said that before, like a while ago,
you
yeah.
felt like a beat
yeah.
dog. And did you tell you, and you saw, did you see it online that you were a beat dog, or you just knew you were a beat dog?
I just innately knew there was a bigness. There was a big dog there.
Amazing. So you want to be married?
I do.
And you do too?
Yeah.
Amazing. Are you concerned? And you want children and everything?
I'm open to it, but my life won't be over if I don't have it.
If you don't have children?
Mm-mm.
So if you got married and had no children, you'd be fine with that?
Yeah, I would be fine.
But what's the purpose of getting married then? The only reason for marriage is to have children.
I don't think so.
You know?
No.
And what purpose is to get married?
Why would you, if I want a relationship, should I just keep someone my boyfriend forever?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so because, well, first of all, if you have sex with someone, you're supposed to be married to them, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying, oh, I've done that, followed that rule my whole life. But, but you know, to be right and be this far in life and know what I know now, I think right. I should just be married to somebody. And
even if you're not going to have children?
Even if I'm not going to have children, yeah.
And you feel the same way?
That.
Do you want children when you got married?
I do.
Okay. Would you be happy if you didn't have children?
I mean, yeah. Like, if that's just how it goes, then yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. There was something else that I got to take some calls. So do most young women feel the way y'all feel?
No.
Meaning what?
Most don't even want to consider any form of a man.
Oh.
Any part, none of that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And why is that?
Because just the caliber of men nowadays, everyone is extremely, not everyone, but most, are extremely passive. And I think a lot of women, they probably feel like something is off, so they judge it a lot, and right. they just stay away from the men.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want to play this soundbite for, and then we take some call, but I want your response to this soundbite. Nick, I think I want to go to this soundbite 011B first.
I got you.
And from our TikTok, here's a clip of a personal development coach. And she's discussing the most uncomfortable truth about women. Watch this from TikTok.
What do you think the most uncomfortable truth about women is? That you really, that it's rarely spoken about?
That women are 1,000 times more narcissistic than males. I think the entire human species is a narcissistic species. The whole species is narcissistic. But I believe that the most uncomfortable truth for the average person is that women are actually narcissistic, more narcissistic than males. It's not that males are not narcissistic, it's that women are 1,000 times more narcissistic. I've never heard a saying that, oh, you just have to love your father no matter what he did because that's your only dad, you only get one. I never hear that. I always hear it about a woman. No matter what a mother did to her children, no matter what, that's your mama. You still need to love your mom, no matter what she did. I hear women say, no matter what a woman does, a man should never put his hands on her. And women believe they can do anything to you and expect that you accept it and still worship the ground they walk on. So if anything is going to improve, the truth about the psychology of women has to be revealed. It's a dark place.
How do you respond to that? either one of you, how do you respond to that?
I don't disagree. I think that like earlier when she mentioned, like, oh, do you know women that want to be married? It's like, and she said no. Like, I don't think women are taking enough accountability or look at themselves, you know, self-aware to see that they're part of the problem too. It's not just all men are weak now. And, you know, I have heard those sayings, you know, like, oh, that's your mama. You have to, like, always. And I do disagree with that. And yeah. We don't have enough compassion for dads and men in general. I know there's a lot out there that give everyone a bad name, but you could say the same for both, you know, sides. So I feel like women are, you know, it's all about me first. You know, it's yeah. a lot more forgiving towards women than men.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And how do you respond to what she just said, the lady?
I didn't really see anything false about what she said. It's just true. We just kind of have that, I hate to say nature about us, but I think it's just because we are so emotional and the big thing is us. So that's just kind of how it pans out, being narcissistic.
We're kind of conditioned to be that way, though. Yeah. If yeah. I didn't, yeah, if, yeah we're Absolutely. So influenced to be like that, yeah.
We're a mess, huh?
Right.
Are you, so you are a narcissistic woman? Narcissistic.
I don't think I am, but yeah, right. I know. But you're asking me, so right. yeah. So I'm gonna say no. I really don't think I am. You'd have to ask.
Right.
Check my references.
And what do you say? Are you narcissistic?
I don't know. I want to say no, but then I'm like, I know there's probably some moments where I'm like, okay, that was a little narcissistic, okay.
All right.
It depends.
Oh, man. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to Kaya out of North Carolina. Hey, Kaya.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air with two big dogs.
What's up? To my big dog.
What's up, big dog?
Nice to meet y'all. I hear y'all at church all the time. Well, I wanted to say it's super brave of y'all to come on the show and kind of air your opinions and what you're going through. So I commend you for that. But when I listen to y'all, sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm unpacking today. I do wonder just a little bit if y'all realize just how identified you are with what you're calling like this big dog role and, you know, the working woman, and why you even have an opinion about any of that going on in your life. I wonder if you're aware that the opinion of it alone could be holding you back from just living.
Yeah, I definitely can see that I identify with it too much. And then I put myself in positions to be the go-to person, to be the reliable one and resourceful. So I'm trying to take a step back with that whole identity and letting people figure things out. And I definitely understand what you're saying.
Why do you put yourself in that? And then I want you to respond to Kai.
Okay.
Why do you put yourself in that position to be all things to everybody?
I think I just grew up seeing that, you know, women coming to the rescue a lot of times. And I probably wanted to be loved so much that I wanted to save everyone.
And did you know, have you noticed that the people that you're doing this with don't even care, appreciate it?
Some, but not all.
They just want what to use you.
Right.
Amazing. How do you respond to Kaya?
I would have to agree. Definitely. And it's also part me just being kind of ambitious. So I'm thinking, okay, if I work so hard, even though I don't want to, maybe I'll eventually get out of it because I'm working so hard. Like, yeah. That's the point of ambition. You know, you work hard and then you get to take a break. But the break has not come. The breakdown has come.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I also had a question. When you say, like, you work so hard and you work 6 days a week, for 6 days a week for about 3 years, two jobs. One was my little business and one was in a restaurant that eventually led to me getting a promotion, becoming a manager, still maintaining my clients. But I never looked at it as working hard. I learned to just look at it as, wow, I'm blessed that I'm able to even do this and I'm able to have the money to do whatever these things are. I wonder if you didn't consider it hard work and just was grateful for what you're doing, if that softness would come out of you. Because we are meant to be able to work, but it shouldn't be turning us into a big dog or this unfeminine, you know, version of ourselves. And I can relate to that. I'm not exaggerating. I worked 3 years.
Were you a big dog then?
Hell no. I was not a big dog. No. I actually have become more feminine since forgiving my mother and working on myself than I ever. I never was, you know, a feminist or that kind of way, but I did have a hard, scorned nature. But when I forgave my mom, you know, it allowed me to kind of be more of a natural woman. So no, I didn't become a big dog. I did work a lot and I was grateful for all the opportunities, but I never looked at it as hard work.
I agree with you. My big dogness is going down because I have a great job that allows me to have a lot more personal time. And my job isn't as strenuous. I worked my butt off to get to a position where I can relax now. So I'm already kind of like easing up on that. And that was the whole goal, is to bust my butt until I got this position, right? So I'm really grateful to God that I can chill out for a minute. And you know what? I'm on a contract, so every year it gets renewed. And if this ended, I would just be grateful that I got to relax for the time that I did. Right. And I say relax and work because I'm not stressed out every day. And I'm so grateful for that. But I, darn, I forgot the other part of your, about like identifying with the big dog. But you know what? It's also partial. I've listened to people my whole life tell me like, oh my God, babe, you're such a hard worker. Like all my aunties and my uncles and oh my God, you're so, you know, and I fed into that. Like, and then they thought because I was the first to go to college or the first to do a lot of things that they could just ask me like, how does that work? How do you do this? Where did it, you know? So, I can't even say that I'm working my tail off anymore because I've been able to relax, but that could end and I would have to get back to the hustle and bustle. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. If you,
this is my last thing, and I'm not saying it like in a nasty way, but if you, both of you really, because I watch church every week. I know you've both been going for a long time, especially Shaw. I recognize your voice. Nice to put a face to it. But it still, it kind of seems
Shaw?
Like.
Oh, you Shaw.
The black one.
Oh, okay.
The black girl. It just still. And Jackie, you've admitted this, but it's still kind of like y'all are playing with your salvation a little bit. And if you were to just take it not serious, like, oh, this is so serious, but if you were to just really work at it, a lot of those things that maybe are hindering you or that you're observing that it sounds like you're judging about yourself and others, you would probably would have a lot more freedom. And I'm speaking from experience because I've done the double dutch thing a lot too, one in, one out, and kind of, don't laugh, Jesse, it ain't funny, but, you know, kind of tripping myself up and kind of two steps forward, two steps back. But if you don't really work at it, it's like you're going to not allow God to do the work. Like, y'all have these, okay, I want a man, I'd like to be married, but then there's also this, like, rule book that you're playing by, which I'm not saying you shouldn't have any standards. But if you even have these judgments of men, you could be missing out on the one that was supposed to be for you. But that only comes with being more aware. And I think your awareness might be hindered because y'all have not really locked in all the way. That's just an observation from a fellow Bond family member. I don't have to say all that. But that's what it does kind of seem like listening to y'all. Amazing.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and happy belated birthday, Jesse.
Oh, thank you. It was amazing.
Yes, sir.
Thank
I
you
bet it
much.
Was.
Yeah.
Thank All you. Right, talk to you soon.
Okay. Let me go to Nevada and talk to a first-time caller, Charlie out of Nevada. Charlie, you are on the air. Hey, Charlie. No, Charlie. I'll put him on hold. You find out. I want you to respond to one other video. This is from X. This is an author and explaining why American women report having lower happiness levels since 1970s. Watch this from X.
Rachel, the average American woman is the most educated, most financially independent, and most free woman in human history. She's also the loneliest, most depressed, and least likely to have kids. Why do you think women are so unhappy in 2026?
That's the million-dollar question. There's actually been two large-scale studies done. I think the first came out in 2009. It was called The Paradox of Declining Female Happiness. And in this study, the authors in their summary said that women have reported, you know, this is based on women's surveys when you're asking women their opinion on how they are doing in life, how they feel about things. They're reporting higher levels of unhappiness, like you said, loneliness, depression, than ever before. So if we go back to the 70s, which is arguably kind of the tipping point where feminism became the dominant ethos, they largely reported being pretty content. And now in the 2000s. We have 26% of all American women on at least one psychiatric drug. We have higher rates of fetal alcohol syndrome and alcoholism among women than we've ever recorded before. And women just overall reporting dissatisfaction, unhappiness, a feeling of being really torn, trying to have it all, trying to have a career and be a career woman and also have a family and do all of that. Women don't know what to do with relationships because on the one hand, they want men who make more than they do. They want men who are higher achieving than they are, yet this creates a paradox, whereas women have become the number one earners of college degrees. They have now got salaries that compete with men, and they've got more equality than ever before. They're finding that the men are not suitable to marry.
Amazing. How do y'all respond to that?
I think she really pretty much hit it on the head. We do just have too much of all of it. I mean, everything is at our fingertips and it's just still not enough. So I think it kind of highlights of, I don't think it's everything that we need. I don't think we need everything to really, you know, make us happy.
I agree.
I think we're relying on people to make us happy too much. I used to feel the same way too. Like I wanted marriage so bad. I wanted relationships so bad at one time. And then I was like, that's kind of borderline desperado and I don't want to be desperate. And then, you know, if I can't be happy on my own, I don't know when I'm going to bring someone into my misery. So, but about the whole like earning more money and stuff like that, I used to think that as well. I want someone that makes more money than me, but that doesn't really bother me too much anymore. I don't think that should be the determining factor.
Absolutely.
It would be nice, but it's not the determining factor.
And so because of time here, number one, what advice would you give young women today who are looking for a husband?
What advice can we give? We don't have one. Yeah. I would say focus on yourself. Look, you know, be really focused on yourself and ask, am I asking for too much in certain things? Because I can relate to that. And then the identities that we're clinging on to, you know, Kaya, the caller, mentioned that she was, she said that she wasn't just a big dog with work. She was like, her nature was big dog. And I really relate to that. It's not just work. And so, just see where what you want. Are you willing to give that trade-off?
Right on. Mm-hmm. Will you both stop being big dogs now and just live a simpler life? Simpler life? No? I see a no.
I don't want to lie, you know?
Right.
But I'm trying to change my nature. I really, really am. But I need to trust God more.
And you don't.
And I don't.
And why not?
Because I've never been a trust a man. No, just kidding.
That's true, though.
Maybe.
No, that's a very good point.
Maybe.
Because if you didn't trust your father growing up, you had this thing with, grandma, aunties.
Putting a negative connotation on men. And so, like, if my dad did do something, I thought it was wrong, but it could have been right. Yeah, I was just too little to see it.
Right.
And I definitely have a way better relationship with my dad now since we have a great relationship. So, anyway, I think that will really help me lessen this big dog nature that I have.
Are you close to your father now?
Yes.
Oh, good. What's that like for you?
It's amazing. Yeah. I love my dad. Now, with growing up, was he reactive? Yes. But because I've grown and I've forgiven, like I have an understanding of that now. I get it.
Right on.
But no, I love my dad.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. That was amazing. This hour gone by just like that.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
We're going to have you back. I got to take a break. Hate news. I'll be back in a moment tomorrow.
I totally disagree with the way things are going. Amazing. But you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry.
And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of, I didn't hear any of that. Oh, a whole... Okay. A lot of mess going on in this here world. This is the end of our... Nice. Much better. This is the end of hour one already of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, y'all. June 1st. It's the first of the month. The rent's due. AD 2026. And according to Morning Brew, if I'm understanding this correctly, it's the first day of hurricane season. Atlantic hurricane season, that is. Starts today. And the World Meteorological Organization has a list of names ready to assign to this year's storms that reach sustained winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo, Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Kyle, Leah, Marco, Nana, Omar, Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, or Wilfred. What a mess. It used to be that women's names were the storms, but now it's everything. Men and women. Anyway, it is the 46th birthday of Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, and I don't believe it necessarily started out full-blown communist. I could be mistaken. June 1st, 1980, the cable news network launched its first broadcast at 5 p.m. Ted Turner, the late founder, Ted Turner, who just recently died. Trump gave him great compliments in his passing. Marked the moment with a bold promise, barring satellite problems, we won't be signing off until the world ends. Wow. Happy birthday, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. There have been major ICE protests. Protests outside of an ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey. That's Cory Booker's old town, right? Was he like mayor of Newark, New Jersey, something like that? Anyway, have led to multiple arrests and prompted city officials to impose a nightly curfew until further notice. Demonstrators have gathered for days outside of the privately owned 1,000-bed facility, which has faced allegations of inhumane conditions for months. What a mess. And the Claw construction crews are building a fight cage on the south lawn of the White House, a massive UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championships, lighting ring known as the Claw, now towers over the building. More than 90,000 spectators are expected to descend on the grounds next week for the mixed martial arts MMA fighters intended to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. Who's fighting? I don't know. Go look into it. And the Iran war. The U.S. and Iran traded a new wave of strikes over the weekend, as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, sent back changes to a proposed peace deal. The exact revisions Trump requested were not immediately clear, but officials said he has insisted on tougher language surrounding Iran's nuclear commitments and its pledge to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. So they might be getting closer, but we'll see. They're still hitting each other. And a cave rescue. Hope remains for two villagers still missing in a flooded cave network in Laos, L-A-O-S. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. After five men were recently rescued, two remain, right? More than a week into the search, local crews say they're investigating a possible knocking response. Deep inside a cave shaft where the men are believed to remain trapped. Whew, what a mess. Scary. Anyway, the World Cup is nearly here, bringing millions of fans, soccer fans, football if you're a foreigner, right? to 16 venues across Canada, Mexico, and the United States. In Mexico City, where the tournament opens June 11th, officials are bolstering security as part of a coordinated multinational effort. Very fun. Oh, no. Oh, I think I'll skip that thing. I saw some news about June. Anyway, Trump does face a new inflation warning, according to AP News. And again, U.S. bombed Iran. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is June 1st today. What the? And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, well, last week, biblical question, has the Christ resurrected in you? And you can podcast the fellowship to find out what we had to say about that by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. The brand new biblical question. Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to listen as it is happening, you can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Catch Up. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Also, Female Monday always build me up. It is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
You need a good black woman in the room.
My fatness doesn't devalue me.
Why?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm not afraid of her.
What a mess!
I rest my case.
I do too. What a mess. A spiritual battle.
like I've never seen before, but it has happened before. I want to go to a first time caller, Stacy, out of Minnesota. Stacy, you are on the air. Hi, Stacy. No, Stacy. All right, hold on. I'll put you on hold, Stacy. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well, William.
Excellent, big dog. Hey, I just wanted to comment on, I've been watching your guys' church service probably a good year now, without fail. And I just couldn't get over it. I was amazed, at least, and it's been happening more and more, don't get me wrong, but yesterday was so amazing because you were basically a conductor and that was it. The people had come to do work, they had lives, and they were just helping one another out. And the fact that so many people participated in so many ways, it just flew by. And I was amazed compared to like a year or two ago when you would ask people, did anybody have a life? Did anybody do anything? Did you just come to receive and not give? And I just was so amazed, Jesse, that I'm praying I could find, not find, but make something like that here where I live in Northern California. It was just amazing. And well, I hate to say that, but because I don't want to sound like I'm a parrot, but it was incredible.
Thank you. The whole purpose of fellowship is to edify and witness to one another and not to be taught. Because if you allow the outer source to teach you, it takes you away from the inner source teaching you, and that is not good for you.
No, and even, you know, when a lot of churches are, you know, they're pushing the small groups now. In fact, almost all quote unquote churches, no matter the denomination, they're really encouraging small groups and they want you to sign up. But, I'm going in with a wait and see attitude. I'm very hopeful. I had thought I went to every church in my town. And I had missed one. And wouldn't you know, the last one I went to was amazing. And I'm going to go to a small group there, and I'm just going to pray that it could become not like yours, but similar, that people can talk freely the way you guys do there about the important things. It's just, again, it's amazing.
Well, thank you, William. I appreciate it. You stay with it.
All right, man. And shout out to everybody.
Right.
Thanks.
On. Shout out. Thank you, William. Amazing. And you can check out the fellowship if you were not there or didn't watch it yesterday by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Let me try Stacy again. First time caller out of, let's see here, Minnesota. Hey, Stacy.
Hello.
Hey, Stacy, you're on the air.
Okay, perfect. My question was about women in marriage.
Hello? Okay.
Yes. Should women work after they have a child, or should they stay home and take care of the kids?
Well,
that be their job?
The best thing is for her to stay home and watch over the man's child or children. And then, but if you gotta work, I mean, it's not the best thing, but if you gotta work. But it's definitely best to stay home and watch over his children.
Perfect, yeah. And if most divorces are initiated by women, so what do they do that makes them get divorced, and how can they kind of mitigate that nature?
The women?
Yeah.
Well, most women are being worshipped. Well, all women until the men overcome it. they're being worshipped. They worship the woman. So when they meet her, the guys meet her, they spend money on them. They buy them things. They're not honest with the woman. And then when they get married, two devils get together, and then they fight. Women got to get over, and men should stop doing it. This idea that they are better than the men. They need to, as the young ladies were talking about in the first hour, they need to overcome that ego nature, which is of the devil, and understand that they're not better than anyone.
Yeah, it's because of feelings, like, oh, my husband didn't do this for me, or he didn't buy me flowers one day.
Yeah.
So I need something better, like the feelings and kind of overcoming those feelings.
Yeah, that's an ego, evil feeling. It's not from God. It's not natural. It is pure evil. And that's why women end up leaving, because if the man dared not to worship her, she going to find another man that will do it. But she'll hate him as well. Are you married, Stacy?
Yeah. No, not yet.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
And how old are you?
25.
Why are you not married?
Because it's just, it's better to wait and let God guide you.
Yes, absolutely. So you're working on yourself?
Yes.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Well, she was all right, so yeah.
Have you forgiven her?
Yes, yes.
Did you tell her?
No.
And I thought you had forgiven her. Why haven't you told her?
Well, you don't have to tell somebody you forgive them.
God said you do.
Okay, should I call her and tell her today?
Why didn't you say you don't have to tell them that you forgive them?
Well, I just thought, you know, you just forgive them in your heart.
You do. You forgive in your heart by realizing that you're wrong for being angry, resentful toward them. And then you go to them, if possible, and, hey, I've been resenting you all my life. I realize now you can help yourself. And God will forgive you when you forgive them. So you got to face your mother.
Okay, I will. I will today.
You don't live with her, right?
No.
Are you able to FaceTime with her?
Yeah.
Do you live close to her?
I do, yeah.
Oh, you live near your mother?
Yeah.
How close do you live near her?
About 3 miles.
Okay. Well, if you can go and face her, that's the best way to do it, so you can get your courage back. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Have you done that?
Yes, I'll do both. I'll do both.
All right. If you do that, you're going to start seeing everything even clearer, all right?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Take care now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on YouTube on Friday, I had missed this one. Shrine Mullah says, Myron Gaines, who was the guest on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Is factually wrong about the human shield thing. Multiple sources confirmed that Hamas hides amongst civilians, says Shrine Mullah.
Excuse me. I had to put a big call. We were talking about over in Palestine.
Right.
That the Jews are being accused of killing the people. They're not innocent civilians. Innocent civilians, but it's been reported over and over again, even from people who used to live in Palestine, that the Hamas people were putting the innocent people in harm's way, and they were causing that to happen. So this person responded to that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shrine Mullah, and pardon me for missing it. G. Fontes on some Rumble rants.
You gotta know how to rumble.
During the fallen state, there is infinite financial education available online. Any American can participate in capitalism need discipline, sacrifice, knowledge, and to begin. And all this takes some time, only takes some time. Once a man or woman has even a basic understanding of any of the assets, they can pick what they understand best and have a risk tolerance for. Just takes a few dollars to begin.
Thank you. I don't quite know what you responded to, but thank you.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly either. It was during the fallen state with that Asian guy who's running for office as a write-in candidate, the pastor. Okay.
The pastor. That was such an amazing. Did you watch that by chance?
I did.
It was amazing discussion.
Yep.
Thank you from thefallenstate.tv, and check that out from last Friday.
G Fontes has one more follow-up Rumble rant saying, most every person who's comfortable with money can be called wealthy or rich. They just start out with a few dollars or a fraction of the knowledge and kept adding over time to be rich or wealthy.
Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Richness is in the eyes of the beholder.
That's right.
Thank you.
So Attic gave six black fist bumps emojis during church.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Really, if you just stay with it, stay present, always know where you are and what you're doing at all times, it happens right in front of your face. Amazing. Thank you.
Krevin gifted a subscription on the Rumble channel. Thank you, Krevin.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Janine, America First on X. Ha ha. I love the Sunday Mental Institution Fellowship.
It was amazing. It was really, really, really amazing. This, and they're always amazing, but this was like, Lord George. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S., tithe on tip. On Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate your support, man. Thank you.
And Jay Lynn gives number one on Cash App.
Thank you, Jay Lynn. That's deep.
Very nice.
Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, Elise, 15 coffees. Have a blessed week, Jesse. Hope everything is fine on your hand. Thanks for help. You had Myron Gaines on your show. Loved the interview. Really a common sense type of guy, except for his religion. He just doesn't want to admit it. But anyway, bless you, Jesse. Keep on interviewing great people.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support. And check out the interview with Myron. It was last Friday. So check out in the first 2 hours of last Friday's show. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki 313 asks.
Ask.
Can you add subtitles to your show? She asks.
And is she black?
I don't remember.
Oh, she had to be white. Black don't want to read no subtitles.
And yes, we have subtitles on the show. It's under the CC button. It's closed captions on YouTube.
So you can decide if you want it or not by hitting the button?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I don't like subtitles.
And you hit,
because I'm a slow reader. And so, like, I want to hear. I learn better by hearing. Uh-huh. Faith by hearing, and hearing by faith.
Hearing by the word of God.
That's right. So I learned better by hearing, and so when they put title, now I got to pause, and then if I miss some of the words, I had to go back and pause, and then read. And so I prefer to hear the word, but I know a lot of people like the title, so I'm glad that we can.
Yep.
And so they hit the.
You can hit, there's a, you hover over the thing, and you click the CC. Closed captions.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
And you hit shift plus to make the closed captions bigger.
Right on.
So you can read them.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki 313 says, at a party, a 28-year-old black girl spoke French, asked me about racism, feminism, Christianity, forgiveness. I told her I'm not there to convince her of anything. Still, she kept asking questions. One point she asked, how do I forgive? Wish I could have pointed her to your show.
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
Comment allez-vous? Amazing. Thank you.
Mari, good morning, Jesse and crew. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend and an amazing fellowship. Love you guys. Much love. Kiss, heart, and thanks hands.
Thank you. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you for your support. Helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Everblazer, been a member on Bond YouTube for 7 months. Jesse, what a beta. Hake. Guilty as charged. Laughing face with tears coming out. The Joshua James says, Christ is king. Thank you, Everblazer.
Christ is king. What's the difference between America first and mega?
Make America great again?
Yeah.
They were meant to be one and the same, but they have split. Alas.
But what's the difference, though?
Well, MAGA is always pro-Trump.
So MAGA is Trump.
Yeah.
And then Make America First is who?
America First is Nick Fuentes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Pretty much. If you want to put a person on it, yeah.
Somebody let Nick know that I said that he would be an amazing president and to prepare to become president of the United States at some point. Because he's very smart.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Joshua James is the one who said Christ is king. Thank you, Joshua
Christ
James.
Christ is king. That's what made me think of the Nick Fonte.
Because
when I spoke there, they were like, Christ is king. Christ is king. It was amazing.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Tony from New Zealand. 5 coffees. I finally got it, Jesse. All thoughts are all lies all the time about everything. Amazing.
If you really, really see that and just see that, it's going to change your life. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S. Tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it.
Nikki 313. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert. Fellowship was amazing. The advice you gave the young man about never arguing with the wife and never trying to push that person to God was really impactful. Thanks, Jesse, and thanks, Bond Crew.
Argue with someone about anything, really, about anything, but especially about God, is one of the most worst mistakes you can make. And then try to be an example for others. It's a horrible mistake. People have the life that they want. If they want to be suicidal and mean and nasty and vicious and gossipy and judgmental and lonely and depressed and worry and stress, that's the life that they want. Or if they want to be free of all that, they can have that life. That's why you're not supposed to impose on anyone. Leave them as they are. The family member, children, no matter who it is, adult children, it doesn't matter. Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn, 3 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Lori, morning, Jesse. Church was so good. I had to have realized not to argue with my husband. Makes it easy to see he's just blind in hell and not arguing can let me pay attention to what's happening in me. Any temptation to argue goes away. Also, no talk about saving him, quote unquote, because it doesn't work. It's not from love. Your advice is from God. I know this to be true. Thanks.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Even the Bible says, Christ said, to lay your weapon down and let him fight your battle. He'll fight for you. You don't even trust that. He'll fight it for you. You can lay your weapon down. You can leave the battlefield and have an amazing life. Thank you. Stay with it.
Bree, 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse. As always, fellowship yesterday was amazing. I wanted to thank you for having Myron on the show. And she watches you and Myron every day. Amazing to see. Thanks, hands, heart.
I really did enjoy it, too. Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Walking Roscoe, how are these little ladies big dogs? What great to see more folks from Fellowship. Love y'all from this American in Germany.
Right on. Thank you. Did you know that ladies call themselves big dog before yesterday?
I had not heard that.
So it was a surprise to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. It was so funny hearing Jackie talk yesterday in church because she started saying these, like, Instagram influencer cliches.
Oh, okay.
Like, you gotta stay ready if you're gonna be ready. Something like that. Let's crack it up. Shout out.
Shout out. Did you know that women call themselves Big Dog Nick before yesterday? Fellowship?
Not necessarily. I was heard, what is it?
Boss Babes.
Right. Big Boss or Girl Boss.
Oh, yeah. But not Big Dog.
No.
Oh, so that was new to both of you, too.
The language is always changing.
Evidently. What the? Amazing.
You got to keep up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Donna M. says, both, quote, unquote, big dogs are soon to be lionly cat ladies, typical Western modern females. Where's old what's-his-name who died a little while back when you need him? Get your passports, fellas, says Dawn.
Thank you. Amazing. The fortunate thing about the two big dogs that were here this morning is that they're working on themselves, so they got better insight now. Where if the ladies are not working on themselves, they're just going to be miserable. So the two big dogs today were working on themselves, Jackie and Shay.
Shaw.
Jackie and Shaw. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries Unpilled. Aries 1. 555 gold pills. Hey, can you ask these fine ladies what exactly they're working for, or better yet, what is their life all about? Sorry, I missed it. This was toward the end that he gave this one.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't see it until after.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, they're gone now.
Nice questions, though, sir.
Sure is. I wish they would have got that in sooner.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Aries, as always. Kaya in North Carolina. Shout out to the ladies of Bond. Stay with it.
Thank you, Kaya, and I really appreciate your input for the ladies this morning. It was amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
And Heat bought a coffee. Shout out to the big, to the dogs. Paw prints, salute, and star. Life is an open book. Whatever is hidden in the past will resurface in the present. Demons dwell in secrets. Make sound judgments. Open doors. Give the enemy's access and proximity. Open doors give the enemy access, and proximity is paramount in spiritual warfare, says N. Heat.
Thank you, N. Heat. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller Carl out of North Carolina. No. Hey, Carl, you are on the air.
South Carolina.
Yeah, my bad. South Carolina.
Yeah, and I'm sitting at the Georgia, South Carolina rest stop so I can pull over and talk to you.
Right on.
And it's just amazing to talk to you. I've been listening to you for over 10 years, and this is the first time I ever called. And it's just amazing. And I just want to thank you for teaching me how to do the silent prayer, because that really helps.
And you stay with it, Carl. If you do it every morning, every night, and then practice being present during the day, just come back, you haven't seen anything.
It's amazing. As I was calling about the two ladies on the show this morning, I'm not sure how old they were. What are they in their early 30s or something like that?
Yes, early 30s.
Okay. Yeah, well, my question, what were they doing about 10 years ago? That's when they should have been looking for a man. You know, I mean, okay, they got a couple things going for them. First off, I didn't see any nose rings or nothing like that in there.
No, because they're working on themselves now.
Yeah, well, they might be a little too late, you know. I mean, they got their daddy should have taught them. I think you mentioned this before. Their daddy should have said, look, you're going to be a career woman or you're going to be a wife.
I'm going to have to bring them back. Hopefully next Monday I can bring them back. So they can take calls and super chats and ask some questions.
Yeah, they should. You know, I mean, when the women are in their prime childbearing years and their early twenties, and now they're getting too late. It's too late. It's almost too late for them now. They just, you know, I'm not trying to disparage them or you know like that, but you know, they got some things going for them.
You make a good point. When I was growing up, women, ladies had babies when they were 18, 15, 18, 20.
Yeah, they decide 20. They're going to be a wife.
Right.
They're going to be a wife.
Yeah. So.
And that's really only my point I was going to make. But I'm going to call you back some other time soon because I want to talk to you about my son. He's in recovery. He's in a rehab facility. He's been in recovery for about a year. He's an alcoholic, and he just Yeah, just I'm gonna talk. I'm like make a private call with you one day.
Okay.
And talk to you about that.
Have you suggested to him that he should forgive his mother, and then forgive you for not protecting him?
Yeah, that is a huge. He has to forgive. His mother is an alcoholic, also.
Yeah. See there.
He's an alcoholic. She's an alcoholic, and they haven't talked in a probably I don't know eight years, 7 years, something like that.
Well, if you talk to him. Tell him that he needs to forgive her so he can be forgiven.
Yeah. He needs to go. He needs to forgive his mother. I know.
All right.
We weren't married very long, less than 5 years. But we only had the one kid.
I got to take a break, Carl.
That's okay.
You want a hole? Rage
to responsibility. Yeah, that's okay. You just go on the next car, but I'm going to call you back, Jesse. It's great talking to you.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Back in a moment. Sorry about it. My bad.
And I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. A few announcements. Number one, you heard about the counseling thing. We have the best counseling service on the planet. And so family and individuals, if you want counseling, you can go to, by phone, Skype, or in-house. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com and request an appointment. rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right? For counseling. You may only need one session. And again, some people say, hey, I want to come back for a second one at least. RebuildingTheMan.com/counseling or 800-411-BOND. It is the best, especially if you really want to overcome your issues. And you can. I want you to know there's literally not one thing in life that you cannot overcome if you want to. It's really up to you. There's not one thing that you cannot overcome. And check out our merch. Amazing merch. Every dime that you spend on merch goes right back into getting the work done. We are celebrating 250 years of this America, amazing America. What's this American Hope coin at? Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And they are going fast. We only had 250 of them. So they're like unique and valuable and amazing. And every dime goes back to a barn. We also have books and mugs and T-shirts and all type of amazing stuff that you can wear and use yourself or you can buy for a gift, and or you can buy them as gifts. You have graduation coming up, weddings coming up, Daddy's Day is coming, all kinds of summertime. Summertime, and the living is easy. So hush, little baby, and don't you cry. Get your baby some merch. Your baby won't cry, whether it's your big baby or little baby. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And for the counseling thing, be patient. I am busy with counseling. So you may not get one that various day you request it, but make the appointment, and if someone reschedule or decide they don't want it, we'll put you in there real soon, all right? And don't forget to like these videos. Let me go to Christina out of Los Angeles. Christina, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm out of breath.
You're out of breath?
How are you doing? Yeah, I was exercising because I was on hold for a while, so I just started doing an exercise video.
Catching my breath, letting it go. Turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I won't be told what's supposed to be right. Amazing.
Oh, my God, amazing. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Christina, the one that brings you the bread, just so you have a visual of
I love the bread you bring.
Awesome.
And it's so good with coffee, too.
Yeah, I can bring you some today since my shift got canceled at work, but I don't know if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll drop it off in like an hour.
Thank you. Amazing.
Well, I wanted to call in when the girls were on, but I guess, well, they already left.
I'm going to bring them, if they're available, I have them come back next Monday, too.
Yeah, you know, I was telling Jackie yesterday because I heard her on fellowship, at church, and I was like, oh, I wish I could go so it could be the three, like, dicateers instead of musketeers, because I feel like I'm such a man, too. and then I was telling her, like, I'm sure the comment section is going to be brutal, because the comment section is always brutal, you know, and... like, it's so intense, and I was reading the comments this morning, which I know I shouldn't, and for a moment, I caught myself getting offended for at the things they were saying about them, and but I know that you say that they're just words, like, that nothing should faze me or bother me, and these people get a thrill out of saying these types of things, you know, and they're very quick to judge, and, like, even, like, the caller that just called, he was saying something about how, like, in your 30s, you're not in your childbearing years and stuff, yet he has problems with, you know, his wife and kid and all that stuff. So it's like, which one is the better choice, you know? Like, how are we judging other people when we've made mistakes in our 20s? And, you know, I mean, I'm in my 30s, too, so in my 20s, it was like that big feminist stuff going on, and they really brainwashed women to think like having kids is, it's like a disease, and it was just so bad. And I look back in my 20s, and it's sad, but I know that I was blind, you know, but at least I didn't have a kid and ruin someone else's life.
That's right. It's amazing to me, Christine, it's amazing what they have done to deceive women. And
yeah,
the woman's mindset is nothing like it was in the good old days, and it's so unfortunate.
Yeah, but I can imagine that. I mean, I was never, like, a super feminist or anything like that, but I was younger, so, of course, you do get a little brainwashed, you know?
Right, yeah.
And once you wake up, and which not all people do, but and you see these things, like, It's almost like you were in a dream, or like you were just hypnotized, you know?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
But I'm also grateful because I used to be one of those, like, I can be a single mom, and the mom is most important, you know, because I saw my mom growing, my mom working really hard. And, you know, yesterday I asked her, like, Mom, do you feel like a man because you work so hard? And she was like, what? Like, no, I don't. Like, she's like, Christina, I can't rely on anyone. Like, you got to work because you have to work. And then I was telling her, well, I feel like a man because I've always, like, led the relationships. And even I remember one time I was carrying a bunch of grocery bags and my boyfriend and my mom were with me. And my mom's like, what is he doing? Like, why is he carrying the bags? I'm like, well, because I'm stronger and all stuff. And she was like, are you, what is this? Because my mom's a very hard worker, but she's old school. Like, she's like a man, like in Spanish, we call him caballeros, which means like cowboy, like gentleman, you know?
Yeah.
And so she doesn't see it that way because she's not about any of this feminist stuff. So she's like, you can work really hard and support yourself and have things and not feel like a man, Christina. Yeah. Maybe I'm the problem.
had you heard the term for a woman, big dogs, dog?
I definitely have heard it before. That's why I thought it was so funny and why I wanted to join in.
that is but, amazing.
Yeah, and I really like what that other caller said where she said, don't really identify with it. Like, you can be working, you can work a lot and not have to feel like, oh, well, I'm such a man because I'm working so much. Like, you just have all these opportunities, you know? You can save or you can, like, go on vacations. Like, you could just live your life and not have to really identify with it. I think it shows, like, that anytime you identify with anything, it can really take over your whole mind and, like, self-being.
Yeah.
You know?
That was Kyle from North Carolina.
Yeah, so I really like that because I do work a lot and I have to. So
and
I
you're in your early 30s now?
No, I'm 37.
And that's early 30s or that late?
No, that's like mid late 30s.
So
yeah.
And so, what does it feel like for a woman to be in her mid 30s?
Well, as what I feel like right now,
yeah.
I feel good, to be honest with you.
If you had not been working on yourself, would you still feel good about that?
No, because even when I have those thoughts of like, oh, my time is running out, you know, I mean, I went to the gynecologist and I'm very fertile, so like biologically, I'm doing well, you know,
right.
But it's all just thoughts and people's opinions and stuff. And like, you know, like they'll call like late pregnancies, like geriatric pregnancies. And, you know, I know so many people that had kids that, and especially I work in healthcare. So I see how things work. And a lot of these people that had kids at an older age, like they're financially stable. They've already like worked on themselves. They already like messed up, you know? And then I see other people who judge me who are now divorced and single parents. So in my mind, I'm like, well, so who's making the right choice? Like, maybe none of us can judge each other. Like, it's really
not
up to God. You know? Like, Sarah was 99.
And Abraham was 100.
Yeah. You know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. At least I didn't ruin somebody else's life, you know?
That's right. Amazing. Well, you stay with us. And it's good to hear from you.
Okay, for sure. I'll bring you some bread soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Amazing.
Bye, Jesse. Love you.
Love you, too. She had the best bread. Oh, Lord. Let me go to first time call out of California. Gideon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, this is amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, what's it called? I just wanted to thank you because you're like, I've been listening to you for a while and, you really changed my life a lot. What's it called? And I know you should talk the truth because man, when I was younger, I had to like, what's it called? I was going through a lot of stuff and I prayed and I was like, oh, I got to forgive my mother. This randomly came out of my mind. And then I still had problems and I was like, what's going on with me? What's going on? And so then I prayed again, looked into myself and I was like, I got to forgive my dad too.
Yeah.
But what's crazy, when I started listening to you, you were talking about the ego. And the ego, man, like, I was like, oh, man, that, I got to get rid of that, too.
That's right. And did you go and forgive your mother and father?
Oh, yeah.
How did that go?
Oh, it was terrible for my mom. I was like so scared.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
And so what were you afraid of?
I was afraid of just telling her for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know, like I didn't want to disappoint her.
You know, it's sad that all mothers put themselves on a pedestal and make herself the god of the children. And then the children, they resent the mother, so they are afraid to stand up to God. And that's why once you go and forgive her, you overcome having a woman on a pedestal and treat her like she's God. And you start, the fear would disappear and everything. And you would treat the women no different than you would treat men. You would be honest and fair with all people. But you gotta overcome that God complex by forgiving your mother for doing that to you. So absolutely, man.
Yeah, no, it was I did that. I did that when I was around. I think I was 24.
Right on.
But yeah, no. My question was about. Well, I don't really believe in a free will.
Right.
But I just wanted to see your opinion on choice, like, or like a will, but not a free will. Like, you know how Jesus said that, like, we have, like, not my will be done, but your will be done. Like, I mean, it might be something different, but like, because like, you know, you like sweet potato pie instead of pumpkin pie, and I like pumpkin pie, which, other than sweet potato pie. So I'm like,
are you white?
Yeah, the choice. Oh, no, I'm not white.
Are you Mexican?
I'm a mix of like Mexican and like South American.
Oh, that's amazing. for the conversation's sake, there's only one. You know, God said that I set before you life and death. Choose life, and that's the only choice that you have to make, or. For the lack of a better word, free will. I don't even like the word free will because...
Yeah, I don't like the word free will either.
But the one choice you make is that you want to overcome death and go back to life. Because anyone that has anger / resentment, stress, worries, think about the past or the future, they're dead and don't know it. That's death. Worrying, all that is death. And your choice is to overcome that or not, to choose life by admitting that you're wrong, for being angry, forgiving, and I promise you, and you already are seeing this, I hope, that you will have life, and life amazingly. It will be amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, life is amazing now. I was so afraid of even talking, like, in public, like how you said before, like, years ago.
Yeah.
And I can talk in public. I can do whatever. Like, I have no worries about anything. I don't worry about the future. I don't worry about the past. There's nothing to worry about.
Right on, man. Well, you stay with it and stay with it, and your mind will be made clearer and clearer and clearer, and you can't go wrong. It's impossible to make the wrong decision with a clear mind. The only way when we make bad decisions is when we have a cloudy mind, meaning that we're angry, you know, and all that mess. But when you have a clear mind, you can't go wrong.
Okay. And then one more thing, if you...
Okay, go ahead.
So now that I have a big family, and, like, I always want to talk to them about it. I talk to them about it occasionally, but should I, like, I shouldn't be, like, pushing it on them, right?
Not at all.
That's what I thought, okay.
What do you mean, like, big family, like, you're not married or anything, right?
Oh, I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Do you mean like your wife and children or what?
No. Like my other family, like my brothers and sisters.
No, you shouldn't even impose it on your wife. You can point it out to her when she's like angry or carrying on, because you got to protect your children from her. But you should never ever, but never impose the truth on anyone. Because the more you impose, the more they're going to reject it. And the truth can only come from God. And if they want it from you, they will ask for it. And then you will point them back to God, just as it happened for you. But no, let them suffer in their misery, your family members and everybody. Just don't resent them.
Okay.
You're not supposed to even want for another person to be free.
Okay.
Because if you want it, then you're going to impose on them. And you want something that they don't even want for themselves.
Okay.
And then you get mad if they don't want it because you want it so badly for them. Why don't they want it? And you get frustrated with them because they don't want it. They have a right not to want the truth. They have a right to live in their thrills and misery.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
How did they respond when you tried to impose it already?
Well, I let them to your show, and I just talked to them about it. Well, I didn't really impose it, I guess I would say. They actually, one of them did ask me.
Okay.
But then I was thinking, since one of them asked me, I was thinking maybe I should go to them and just give them, maybe send them like a video of your show or something like that.
If you just live in the present will present people to you that you can point back to the truth. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to try to make them. You don't have to want them. The truth, the light will do it for you, through you.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Is your wife working on herself?
Oh, yeah. No, my wife's worked on herself. But we're pretty much, like, amazing now. It's just, I just was like, oh, I got to call. I just wanted to have a shout out.
We
both like yeah. But yeah, no, we're pretty good. I've been married for a long time and we've worked everything out now.
Right on.
Everything's amazing.
That is. Well, you stay, how old are your kids?
I got a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Right on. Well, you stay with it. And I promise you, man, you haven't seen anything yet. It's amazing.
All right,
man. Good hearing from you.
Yeah, it was good hearing from you. Oh, and one more thing. Like, it's going to sound weird, but I'm so grateful for your suffering to help me out with mine.
Right on. That's amazing. Thank you, man.
And can you say beta real quick?
Beta. Don't be a beta. What a beta male.
Anyways, all righty, man. Thank you.
And good talking to you.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super.
Super chat.
Justin from Massachusetts, 5 coffees. Yesterday's mental asylum church with Jesse Lee Peterson was amazing. Listening to everyone's advice for Bless and her experiences helped me out also. Keeping it pithy.
It was amazing that the meeting started out like that. It was a center around one person, but yet anyone can relate to it. That was deep. Don't you think that was deep?
Yep.
I don't want to put words in my.
It was fun. It was cool.
It was amazing. All of her issues, anyone can relate to it. It was amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony, here's a couple of dollars, Jesse. Just checking in. Shout out.
Right on. Shout out. Thank you, Half Black Tony.
Jesse, you don't know how happy I was to wake up and hear you and Myron talking. I listen to you every morning and him every morning. The dream team, Jesse, Pearl, and Myron, LOL.
Amazing. Right on. Thank you. Head deep.
Ed Manillo, Jesse, greetings from Moscow, Russia. Will you ever come visit Moscow?
I hope so. I definitely want to. The dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Thank you. I would love to visit one time.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
I got to take a break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Crazy mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays and we all ought to love the females. It's June 1st, y'all, AD 2026. I guess by the farmers count, they count that as summer up here in the northern hemisphere. Shout out down under. I guess it's turning into winter for you guys coming up in the next few weeks, so-called. And JLP will be right back for the third and final hour of today's show, y'all. We'll get to your calls. There's one line open. You can call in right now, 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. Young or old, you can call in. We'll get to your super chats as well. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk or bond JLP on Cash App. We also try to look out for your super chats on YouTube, Rumble, and Pill.net and other places. There are other opportunities abound. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Very nice. You can podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. And also, y'all, the Men's Forum is going to be the first Thursday of the month is the plan, man. The 4th of June, I believe, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of June, 2026 AD, Men's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Some serious mess going on in this here world. Trump is facing a new inflation warning, according to AP, far-left extremist, I call them, Associated Press. From the bond market, adding his midterm challenges. The world is getting more uptight about lending money to President Donald J. Trump's government. The energy price spiked. That spike, it triggered the Iran war. It has seeped into the price of bonds to help fund the U.S. government. It's caused by interest rates to climb in ways that are worsening affordability pressures. Trump has tried to assure Americans he has a plan to trim the roughly $1.8 trillion annual budget deficit. Economists, though, say that Trump's strategies are unlikely to deliver the promised results. But are they necessarily trustworthy? Not necessarily, right? And no one can really predict the future. Higher interest rates make it harder to buy or renovate a home, afford a new car, or manage credit card debt. If anybody has credit card debt. And the rising rates are giving Democrat candidates another line of attack to use in November's midterm elections, even though they have zero solutions, worse than solutions. They only make everything worse. At a time when voters are already concerned, supposedly, at high costs for food and gasoline. And U.S. bombs Iranian military sites. And Kuwait is hit by a drone and missile fire. No. The United States said Monday they bombed a radar and drone sites in Iran after Tehran shot down an American drone over the weekend. Iran then said that they launched a strike of their own. And Kuwait reported incoming fire. Kuwait are our allies nowadays, I think. They had rescued some of our guys who got shot down. They might have shot down some of our guys, and then went and rescued them because they didn't know who we were. The nominal ceasefire between Iran and U.S. has been repeatedly tested with such back-and-forth attacks, even as officials from both countries try to negotiate an end to the Iran war. It's not clear how close they are to a deal. There's always the risk that an attack could derail those talks. In the meantime, Iran has maintained its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, says AP. And fighting has also escalated between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, despite their nominal ceasefire. That's fine. Pro-Trump candidate. By the way, tomorrow is like the primaries here in L.A. If you check out the Hague Report, maybe I'll tell you about the information I got for the judges and measures and governor and mayor and stuff. Of course, no endorsement implied. But anyway, there's some votes down south of the border, too. Colombia, I guess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say, if you believe in him, you shall be born again? Did Jesus say that? Isn't that like an amazing, that's occurred to me over the weekend. I'm like, wow, did Jesus say that? I'm wondering. And now it's a biblical question. Did Jesus say that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we are on different time zones, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. And if you're a flat earther, we are heard up and down the world. And then you just got to run around. You just can't sit and watch, but you want to still listen to it as you're doing whatever you're doing, you can. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go and buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Not only does rainy days and Mondays build me up, but because we love the ladies, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight. My daddy.
I like brother. To make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. It's a spiritual battle. Good morning. I wanted to deal with that subject, and then I get to your calls here. I wanted to deal with it last Friday, but we didn't have it quite ready for you yet. And that is the subject of, and whatever else is on your mind, of course, but that's the subject of UFOs. Unidentified flying people. Objects. Yeah, UFO. And we've been hearing a lot about them in the news lately. And so I really want to know, yeah. I want to know what y'all think about this. Do you believe that UFOs exist? And what do you think about, are they real? Are they evil? Are they human beings? Or just empty flying? Or do you think these are just flying objects coming from Russia or China or somewhere? Really, I want to know, what do you think about it for yourself? Because there's a lot of talk, and I hear that the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, is going to release some more videos and stuff that they have on this stuff, and they've been had for a long time. If it's true, I'm surprised they... I don't even know why they will hold on to stuff like this. I want to know, do you think they're real or they're demons? Or do you think that this idea about UFOs is real or is that made up too? Because a lot of young people think everything made up. Everything made up except baby Jessica's daddy. Some people think it's for a distraction. Everything for a distraction. So what do y'all think about this? Fox News host Jesse Waters did a report on the Trump administration newly released second batch of UAP files. And UAP is unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Watch it from Fox News.
But while NASA's exploring space, we're still trying to figure out what's happening here on Earth. Trump dropped a fresh batch of UFO files with dozens of videos. Here's a U.S. fighter jet shooting down a UFO over Lake Huron in Michigan. That's back in 2023. And check this one out. The military described this flying saucer as pulsating over water. Just in 2024. And CENTCOM saw this figure flying past one of their posts in 2020. Kind of looks like a body. I don't know. Even a senior intelligence officer saw things he couldn't explain. Last year, when he was flying a military helicopter, he claims he saw orange orbs flaring up for minutes and then landing. The officer was left speechless.
Amazing, huh? What do y'all think? Is that real? Or do you think that's a distraction? Or do you think they're demons? Or do you think there's life out there in them, their stars? Waters wrapped up by noting President Trump's open-mindedness stance on the topic. Watch this from Fox News.
Now, we have more questions than answers, but more files are on the way. Unless the deep state gets to him first.
President Trump is open-minded to it all. He's not resisting it.
Very, very. He's about transparency. President Trump has been about, you know, I had the guy sitting right here in this chair when I talked to him about it on the phone. And he said, what do you think it is? I said, Mr. President, I really honestly don't know the answer to that. I said, but I think we need to know. And I think you're the president to do it. And he is. I mean, if they don't kill him first, he's going to turn the tables on this thing.
Now, what are they hiding? The government's lied to us for decades about pretty much everything. JFK, the Gulf of Tonkin, COVID, Russia. When we ask questions, they call us conspiracy theorists, and then they cover up their little tracks. But the truth is out there. Where have I heard that before? And we're going to find it.
I'm beginning to think it's likely that the president is going to reveal that we are not alone, that there are non-human intelligences engaging with this planet.
Amazing, huh? You got to really, really, really appreciate Donald Trump, huh? There's no other president like him. So when you get up in the morning, first thing you do, thank you, God, for everything. And then you thank Donald Trump. What other president, in spite of all the opposition that he has to fight against, to that's preventing him or trying to prevent him from doing the right thing for America, he's still making it happen. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Really. Here's Warner's prime time from Thursday on the UFOs. Watch it, Fox News.
The truth is out there, and Trump's letting us see it. The UFO files keep dropping, hundreds of them, and America can't stop watching.
We're releasing a lot of information having to do with extraterrestrial things, and people are totally fascinated by it. It's amazing. I wasn't sure if they would enjoy it. It's literally trending number one. Can you believe it?
Well, we haven't seen E.T. yet.
E.T.
Some people think that day is coming soon. The White House is getting ready to roll one out, and they want some advice.
There's a lot of speculation, I'm hearing it from people inside the administration, that the Trump administration is indeed soliciting advice about how to tell the public that we're not alone. There are consultations taking place with spiritual leaders. I'm now able to confirm that.
Amazing! E.T., phone home. Remember that, Nick?
I do.
Oh, good. At least I got one that you remember. E.T. phone home. What do y'all think about this? Is that kind of, just think about this, Anchorman. That's a possibility. Somebody else is out there. That's mind blowing. Here's the last one on it from experts say that UFO experts say good stuff is coming for people. If people keep pushing, watch it from Fox News.
Well, we still haven't seen everything. But UFO experts say the good stuff is coming if people keep pushing.
If people keep the pressure on, the records will come out, more of them, and they will be shocking, some of them. David Grush testified to bodies, non-human intelligence bodies. So there's got to be autopsies. There's got to be photographs and footage.
Now, we don't want to see an alien body just for the fun of it. We need to know what they're capable of.
Yeah.
And if they're friendly or not, we need to be ready.
We are absolutely not alone in this universe. The biggest thing that concerns me with UAPs is the national security concern. It's the unknown. It's the fact that this technology does stuff that we can't do. And if we can't figure out what it is or what it wants or what it's being used for, that keeps me up at night in the idea that we're behind the power curve.
You're not alone. I'm here with you. Though we fall away, I'm here to stay. Just the other day, I thought I heard you say. Amazing! Anchorman, what are we supposed to do with this? What do you think? What do you feel about it? Hank, come here, Hank.
What do we think about aliens?
Yeah.
We should find out.
What do you really personally think about it?
Yeah, when we talk to them, we should find out if they get anxious, if they fight with their wives, if they get sad. You know, that's what I want to know. You want they're to in a fallen state. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to say, oh, look, there's no God. Like, well, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's what that means.
So from the people you talk to on your show, you deal with this on your show, right?
Sometimes.
Not putting words in your mouth. Do they believe that it's real or not?
Most people are very skeptical that there's life, you know, that there are aliens. That's actually, I find that most don't believe that.
And why not?
Why? I'd say I really don't know why. Because when I was growing up, more people were into the science thing or something. And even though there's no proof of aliens or whatever,
right?
In their minds, it's a probability thing. With you can't even comprehend how many stars there and planets are out there. There has to be one with life. So, I never said such a thing, but that's what they would say growing up. So,
right.
I'm a little surprised to see so much skepticism today.
When I was young, living in Alabama, we didn't have street lights at the time. So it'd be like really dark when you're walking down the road, and you can see falling stars. You can just look up and see falling. I wonder now, were those little aliens?
I don't know about them.
Or were they just falling stars? Amazing. So you don't know if you believe they exist or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like a what do they call a truther on this? Like, I want to believe. I leave it as an I don't know.
Yeah. And what do you say? You believe that these things are real? Hey, what do you believe about them? The UFOs.
No, I don't believe that there's aliens coming to Earth at all. Or that we've seen anything.
Be one of those.
I think that they probably saw some stuff. Some of these people saw some stuff that they didn't understand. But that's it. That's about it.
You think they saw the speeding thing, but they just didn't understand it?
Right.
What do you mean by that?
You know, they call it, I don't like how they change the names of things, but now they're calling it UAPs instead of unidentified flying objects.
I was going to ask you, what's the difference between a UAP and a UFO?
Before, it was flying saucer.
Why do they always change the words on everything?
It used to be flying saucer, then it became UFOs when I was a kid. And then now they're calling it unidentified anomalous phenomena.
What made them change the word? That makes it too difficult.
Because it doesn't always have to be in the air. They called it unidentified aerial phenomena for a while. And then they switched to anomalous phenomena because this stuff can happen not just in the sky or in the air, but it can just be lights. It doesn't even necessarily have to be an object. It can be like...
Oh, yeah.
Some type of event that you just don't understand. That's not explained.
But you don't believe any of it is real?
Yeah. At least, you know, it could be a military thing, or it could just be some type of phenomena, or you know how you kind of want to see something, so you just make up something, or you think that you say something, saw something.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of mess like that.
I remember some years ago, they had these, I guess, scientists or somewhere. They had these two casket-like boxes, and they had two bodies, you know, a body in each one. And they said, they were a little short, many people. And they said, those UFOs. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, something like that. And so Derek, my producer, said they are demons.
I don't believe.
Antichrist.
I don't really believe that either.
Yeah.
I think people see stuff in their imagination usually.
Do you find it interesting, either one of you guys, that reporter said that they are consulting with religious leaders about this?
Do I find it interesting that they're...
Why are you laughing?
Because...
What's wrong with consulting with religious leaders about demons?
It would be nice if they consulted with religious leaders about more stuff than just kookiness.
Oh, you're thinking cuckoo.
What's funny is, like, I can barely convince my audience that space is even real.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't believe that space even exists. Either flat earthers.
I don't believe that.
That's
all they have to do is look up.
I know.
Unless you can't see the space in bright lights.
Yeah.
We live in a city.
True.
But the space does, isn't it?
A lot of light pollution.
I know that, and I'm black.
Yep.
Amazing. Anchorman, when you think about the fact they're, according to a report, they're consulting with religious leaders as to how to present this information.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting that from. It sounded like some rumor out there, maybe. I just don't know where they're getting this.
About consulting with
religious they made it sound like it was some imminent thing, but looking it up, it looks like it's just maybe some churches are claiming this. They're saying, someone came to talk to us about this.
Oh, I see. Well, man.
You were asking me about, like, just dailies in general, but these files with the government right now, like, I highly doubt it's anything.
So you don't believe that UFOs exist either?
Well, I mean, they exist in the most basic definition of that term.
You're showing me, not yourself.
They exist in the most basic, like an unidentified flying object. Yeah, sure. Those exist.
Oh, okay.
What are they is the big question.
Yeah.
Not aliens. Shout out. Or demons.
Shout out. Would you like for one of those things to drive past you in your car one night?
Yes.
You would like that?
You know, when I was growing up, when I was in, like, high school, my friend would watch X-Files, and so sometimes I would watch X-Files. And that was fun, but I never bought into any of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I hope it happens.
Would you like to see one fly by your, go past your
car? I hope they
car?
Make so. Like, of course, that would be awesome. Chaos. call it a thrill, but it would be an amazing announcement.
I bet.
Keep doing that, James.
I feel like I would believe in ghosts before I would believe in aliens.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
But even that,
really?
I'm leery.
You say you believe in ghosts first before aliens.
Yeah.
Well, alien is a ghost.
Right. But
you know, what's funny is I was thinking about the Nation of Islam and how this one guy claimed that he went up into a spaceship. Talk with Muhammad or somebody and stuff like that.
That was the darndest thing I ever heard anyone say, and then people believed it. Louis Farrakhan said that he went up into space and had a conversation with Elijah Muhammad, and the people believed it, at least some of them.
That's real?
and yeah, that's real. And the people believed it. Darren said, I assume they know the Christians will call the alien demons. So they must consult with the leaders.
Well, God made everything, including if any aliens exist, he would have made the aliens too, I imagine. I assume.
Well, that's just your imagination running away with you.
So even if they don't fight with their wives, it's possible God made them. They're just like not falling.
Some people do think they're fallen angels.
Yeah, some people believe we all descended from, like, a fallen angel, a golden fallen angel race.
Cool.
What a mess. Me out of California, what do you think about the aliens? Mimi.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Do you think? Hey, Mimi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
No woman is good. All is well.
A great reminder. Thank you, Jesse.
So what do you think about the alien? You think they're real or not?
I think if anything is possible, I think that there's a lot of things that are unknown, especially in the universe, that we don't have an explanation for. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that we didn't have an explanation for something. Thank you. No, thank you. When it comes to, like, the dinosaurs, that's a question that I don't have an answer to. So I feel like there's definitely space for our great creator to have created something that we don't have an explanation for. I think that there is evidence of things beyond the universe. So that tells me if there's evidence of it, that there is a possibility.
And so if God created the aliens, UFOs, Why would he present them to us in a way to make us scared?
Well, I mean, that's our choice to be scared. I don't, when I think of UFOs or, you know, whatever they call it now, I don't get scared. I but find that to be interesting.
Because one has not crossed your path yet.
No, I think that, you know, I have seen certain very unique things in the sky. I can't distinctly say that it was a UFO or not a UFO. But I think that there's an innate curiosity within me. And I think as all human beings, we have an innate curiosity to see or understand things that we just don't know about. I don't think that our first reaction should be to be afraid, you know.
And so you have
I'm just
seen,
not necessarily afraid.
You have seen like something like a UFO?
I've just seen something in the sky on a dark night, and there's no airport around. There's no, you know, it has no explanation. And I mean, also, I think that if we're talking about what we have evidence of, you know, obviously the general public, we don't know about some of the research and the evidence of UFOs that the government has. But we do know about the sites in which there is testing and there is some, you know, space or area where things continue to be looked at. And again, I just don't think that I don't think that we would go to those great lengths if there wasn't something to be discovered.
Amazing. And so
yeah.
That's amazing. So maybe what you saw was a fallen star.
I mean, you know, it could possibly be.
Yeah.
But again, I think that we live in a very, very vast universe. And, you know, for those that are flat earthers, there is a limit because it limits itself to the firmament. But for those of us that believe in the planets and the universe, that there is a lot to be seen, you know, seen with our eyes and what we cannot see, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't put anything past God. You know, when it comes to the spiritual things we talk about that we don't have an understanding, I think that could also just apply to the physical things. I think that he has a reason for everything. I don't know why we don't have access to those beyond this universe. Like, why wouldn't we just be able to say, hey, how are you guys? What do you guys got going on? What's going on in your world?
Because they move too fast.
Right. Exactly. You know, maybe we're holding ourselves back with our egos because we think we're so amazing and fabulous. You know, we spend so much time, you know, in our egos. Maybe there is something to say about, you know, not really being attached to what we see or, you know, maybe there's some further understanding to really grasp than what we know. So,
did you hear Jack and Shay this morning from Barr?
I was so excited to see the ladies on. I happened to be off today, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my day.
Shaw, not Shay. Shaw.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And I tried to call before they left, but I missed them because I wanted to say hello, but I missed it. So.
They'll be back.
Yes, it was nice. Yes, amazing. Well, hopefully I will be able to call in and just say hello to the ladies.
So are you a big dog?
You know, honestly, I've never been a big dog. I have always been a very submissive woman. I think that the relationships that I've been in, every single one, I've really enjoyed being a woman and being very led by a man. There's something to be said about being able to enjoy that space. It's very unique. I don't think that there is any other relationship that exists like that. And so when it came to every relationship that I've been in, I've never been with a man that would ever be attracted to me as someone that would be so smart and so have all the answers that, you know, there was no room for them.
I didn't even that women were called beat dog. I didn't know that until they mentioned Shaw and Jackie mentioned that in the meeting on Sunday. I didn't know they were women called beat dog.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to Fellowship. I did not know that. It sounds very opposite of what a woman should be or what she should be called.
Yeah.
I feel like if that's the case, that it's all ego and that it's very deceptive. And there's no judgment in that, but we all know that the devil is always trying to deceive us.
That's for sure.
By luring us into this false idea that we can be bigger than what we were designed to be.
That's for sure. Where, I gotta take a break.
Okay.
You want to wish me a happy birthday?
I did. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, Jesse. I didn't get to enjoy that day with you or even fellowship, but I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you and see you soon.
Yes. Yes, you will. Have a great day, Jesse. Right. Hi to the expert.
Call me again.
I will.
Okay. Bye now. The treasure chest off on stretch off awesome. Stretch off on pews.net. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. And after the Hake Report, y'all talk about UFOs. The Anchor Baby flies right out there where they are. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the American Anchor Baby fly high with the UFOs. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. The American Anchor Baby. And then check out Bill on Punchy TV, punchy.tv. Every Wednesday, brand new episode, punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. The Bill on Punchy. Brand new episode every Wednesday, so you can podcast that show. It is amazing. Last but not least, I do personal shout outs for you. Whatever the shout out is, shout out, birthday, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, happy Father's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy whatever the occasion is. Shout out. Go to cameo.com/JLP Talk. No, I'm sorry. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to South Asia and talk to Nidus, I believe. Nidus, you are on the air.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Nidus.
Yes, sir.
You are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
So So I just want to know that, like, what is enlightenment?
Enlightenment is to live without thinking and stay present without being lost in an illusion of a past or a future or have any ideas or plans for your own life.
So I feel like enlightenment, some kind of knowledge. If you don't know, then if you, like, I'm bad at the English, sorry for that.
Enlightenment, there is no knowledge, it's only knowing. Enlightenment is knowing without knowledge. People of knowledge are in the darkness, and they don't know it.
Yeah, I got it. So I feel like I can see in your eyes, like, I feel like you are enlightened.
Repeat that.
I can see in my head, like, I feel like whenever I see an enlightened person, I can see in their eyes like they are enlightened.
Yes. Have you overcome your anger?
I am trying to overcome it. Like, it's been like 2 years, I guess. I was angry for no reason. I don't know why. It just came in my thoughts for like no reason.
And so how old are you?
Well, I'm 27.
So why don't you drop your anger so you can have enlightenment? Because anyone with resentment or anger would never have enlightenment.
Yeah.
Why don't you drop it?
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's like really hard for me. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. I'm trying my best not to be angry. For 2-3 days, like, I have not been angry for no. Even if they are like shouting at me, I just don't feel angry now. I'm trying my best not to be angry.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I tried to tell her, but I think she did not understand what it means.
She doesn't need to understand. You need to understand that you need to forgive. It doesn't matter if she understands or not. And they do understand, but they pretend they don't understand so that they can control you.
Yeah, I feel like that loss of time.
So you need to forgive her so you can be forgiven and you will walk in the light and you will have enlightenment. But you got to drop the anger. You're never going to know. You're never going to be able to know the light or be of the light as long as you have resentment. It's not going to happen. So you got to forgive your mother. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And I realize now you couldn't help yourself. But you don't need her to apologize or understand or not understand. Your relationship is with the light. You want to forgive so you can be able to light and leave your mama in her hell.
Okay. Thank you.
And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I cannot know. He already passed.
Oh, okay. Well, just realize he loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right?
Okay, sir.
And listen, do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
Yeah, I used to do. I was like a Christian. I used to say like Jesus when I was very young, like 6-7, at the age of 6-7. My mother was Christian. So I was born in a Hindu family. So I used to follow Christian too. And now I, in my perspective, like everything is okay. Until you don't you are not involved in any kind of crime or any kind of threat to anyone.
Well, go back, go to rebuildingaman.com/silentprayer, and you start doing that. Forgive your mother, and everything will change for you, all right?
Yeah, now I pray every day, like after eating, before eating, I pray the Lord.
No, you should do it every morning, every night, and during the day. Be aware of those thoughts.
Okay, sir.
So you're in Nepal?
No, I'm at Cyprus now as a student.
Oh, okay. What time is it over there?
Oh, yes, sir.
What time is it?
It's like 6:40 maybe 6:40 now.
6:40?
40, yes, sir.
P.M.
P.M.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Well, forgive your mother, do the silent prayer, and let me know how things go, okay?
Okay, so I call you back when I see something in my head.
All right, good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now. Bye. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to AJ out of Georgia on my mind. AJ, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, AJ.
Wonderful. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to get right to it. So I've talked to you a couple of times before and been doing the work. And I did go and I forgave my mom. And I thought things were okay. Like, I thought we were all good there. But now, so I'm about to give birth to my first child in August. And she's, you know, trying to make arrangements to come visit with my husband and I to see the baby. And it's becoming kind of a whole ordeal. And every time we talk about it, I get so frustrated with her. Because I feel like she's kind of making it, like we're having to accommodate her and figure out logistics and travel and how long she's going to be with us and things like that. And yesterday I was just talking to my husband about it. I was like, I get so frustrated. He notices it. He's like, you're playing with her demons. Don't play into that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I actually forgave her because I keep getting so frustrated every time we talk about this now. And so I don't really know what to do. Like, I know you say once you forgive, you don't need to do it again.
Right. What,
but what,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask, like, what is that keeps coming up? If I thought I forgave her, you know, but then I notice I get so angry and I don't, you know, I'm about to have my first child. I don't want to have that anger.
You're not speaking up to her. You're not being honest with her with love. Why do you want her to come?
I do want her to come, but I think I'm just doing it for her. I want her to be there to be able to see her grandchild and spend time with the baby. But also we kind of need her my maternity leave is over and I go back to work. We kind of need her to help out a little bit, but I don't think she actually wants to do that. I think she's trying to make it like a vacation.
When do you want her to come? Before you have the baby or while you're having the baby or after you have the baby?
After I have the baby. And that's the thing. I keep trying to make that point to her that we'd rather her come after, but she's making it so that she can be here before the baby comes. And I'm like, well, we don't need you here then. We don't really want you here then. I want to spend as much time with my husband and prepare for the baby.
So why don't you just say to her, no, I want you to come after the baby at this time of the month, or this time of the year. Why don't you be straight up with her about it? You be clear and be upfront with her. Why not? Why don't you do it that way?
If I'm being honest, I think there's a part of me that's still trying to cater to her wants and needs. because I know how she can get.
And why are you catering to the devil?
I don't know. I don't want to admit that, like, there's nothing. I'm not afraid of her. Or
if you weren't afraid of her, you wouldn't be catering.
That's true. I think because I thought we were in a good place, and I don't want to do anything to mess that up. But
what
if
have
that
you,
happens,
what have you heard me say about thoughts?
That they're lies all the time.
So why are you still worshiping thoughts?
That is a good question.
And the answer is?
I don't know, Jesse. That's why I'm...
Why are you afraid of your mother?
I really thought that I wasn't. That's the thing. Like, you know, I have moments where I'm not afraid to speak up with her and be honest and tell the truth. And every time I notice I do that, we kind of, like, I hurt her feelings or she gets upset.
Why are you concerned about her feelings? Know that feelings are evil. She's controlling you with the feeling. That's what mothers do. They control their children, their husbands, if they have a husband, their boyfriend, the world with feelings. But feelings are not from God. Those are evil.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I need to face the fact that I do need to speak up, be honest about what we want, and don't worry about how it's going to affect her.
Why do you even think about that? The feelings are not even real. Why you think about that? Let her, if she want to be emotional, let her be emotional. Just don't judge her. And let her be her what she want to be, and you be you, and live your life. You should speak up, and don't give the thought, oh, I'm going to hurt her feelings. Oh, I'm going to make her mad. Oh, I'm gonna be. You're listening to the devil. And now now the devil is making you unhappy.
Yeah, every single time. It's like I play into it, and then I get upset, and then I go to my husband, and I don't want to stress him out, and he sees it for what it is, and he calls it out.
So here's what I suggest. Do what you want. You be clear with your mother. No, I want you to come whatever time you want her to come and stay for however long. Just be absolutely clear with her. And then if she reacts, don't overreact to her reactions. Let her react. Let her act that kind of way. And if she says she doesn't want to come, just say, oh, okay, thank you. And God will make a way. Another way will be made for you.
Okay.
But you got to do it out of love. And even if you do feel fear shaking your boots, be with the fear. Live with the fear. And just know you're in fear, and the fear will disappear.
Right. It is fear. I'm shaking right now thinking about it, and I don't want to admit it, but that's exactly what it is.
Well, admit to yourself that it is fear that's keeping you from dealing with your mother, right? And live with the fear, sleep with the fear, walk with the fear, get up in the morning with the fear, drive with the fear. And it will tumble and fall because it's the awareness that will cause the fear to tumble. It's the unawareness or the inability to admit you have fear that keep fear alive in you. But be aware of the fear, but yet you speak up to her shaking in your boots.
Okay.
And just don't judge her. Don't be angry. You're not trying to hurt her. And you're not responsible for her feelings.
Right, exactly. Okay. I appreciate it, Jesse. I don't want to say I feel a lot better, but, you know, I'm ready to do what you suggested because that's what needs to happen. So
let your faith, let your love be in God, not in your mama.
Right, right.
And the Father will provide for you.
Right. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I stopped.
What? No.
I thought I had advanced to this you know, next phase where I'm like, oh, I'm always in prayer now because I'm so aware of the thoughts. And when and that's, my husband said the same thing. He literally, he quoted you last night and, you know, did your voice like, well, then you cry at night. And I do.
Uh-huh.
So suffer, I need to get back to it.
How will the light guide you if you don't stay in the light? What the?
Right.
You're back in the darkness, and that's why you're tripping.
Exactly. Yeah. I need to get back to it. I will.
I would highly recommend you get back right away. This is something that you can't play with. Either you want to be of the light or you want to be on the darkness. You need to make up your mind, because if you say, oh, I want to go with the light, and then you're in the light, and then you change your mind and go back to the darkness, the hell that you're going back to is way worse than the hell you're leaving.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Well, make up your mind. Either you will be of the darkness or of the light.
Right. I'm going to be of the light.
And stay with it, because if you're not, don't even start it.
Right.
I don't want to be left alone. And listen to your husband.
I am. I'm so grateful for him.
Right on.
I definitely need to listen to him more.
Yeah. Let me know how
you
go.
We love you, Jesse. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you well. But you got to do the silent prayer. And then just don't resent anybody, anyone. Love God right. with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And I'm telling you, you and the Father will be one.
Amen.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
Is the baby going to be a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Ooh, tell your husband, I said, baby!
He's probably listening right now.
Is this your first child?
It is.
And it's a girl?
Yes.
Baby! Whoa, baby! All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Amazing. Super.
Super chat.
Big Daddy Dave says, shout out to all the single moms. Remember, three lefts make a right. Keep on keeping on.
Shout out, Big Daddy Dave. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric with five coffees. All a woman can offer a man is beauty, purity, and fertility. Anything else she's good for is a figment of her imagination.
Thank you. Amazing.
ADHD777. Sorry, not sorry, guy, but I think Myron and his other, that other podcast guy and their crew is a bunch of s'more mongers. God bless Jesse and everyone.
Thank you. Stay with it.
In 1964, says Jim in Alaska, the U.S. was already flying aircraft at over 2,200 miles per hour. It's probably us.
Wow, you think so?
2,200 miles an hour.
Is that real?
According to Jim in Alaska.
Wow.
I think I would trust him.
Thank you, Jim. That's amazing info. Thank you.
JV the Great, I highly doubt God created aliens.
We'll wait and see, but it's very interesting. Thank you.
Walking with Andy. Shout out from Reno, Nevada. Finally got out of Vegas. Amazing. Hake, JLP, Anchor Baby, not betas. Never miss a show. Working on the silent prayer. Thanks, guys. Thanks, hands. Drew.
Thank you, Drew. And stay with it. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Thank you.
Qual for life. Gifted the cookie.
Thank you, Qual.
Qual. Hopefully I'm pronouncing
Qual
it correctly.
Qual for life. Thank you.
Marcus G59, I've come across aliens, emoji, at the Mexican border all the time. Jesse, I ain't afraid of no alien, laughing with tears.
I ain't afraid of no aliens.
They cool and like just like us.
That's 100. Right. Amazing. Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted the cookie 07 salute. Thank you, Hake.
Thank you.
And he, with a biblical question answer.
Did Jesus say that if you believe in him, you shall be born again?
No, but he did say he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Heart, blood, Christian cross, death of self, take up your cross. These are hashtags. Follow me, narrow path.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all.
Very much. Thank you. Let me go to Phil out of Missouri. Phil, are you on the air, Phil?
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
All is well over here. I had a quick question. I know we're running out of time, but I've got a nice house out here in the middle of a little city called Holden out of Missouri. Real peaceful. I bought it to get away from the city. I work night shifts right now. But I've been kind of, I don't want to say having a lot of loneliness, but I've been by myself a lot, which is good. But I don't know how much. I have a lady friend, but I just don't know if you've ever dealt with that. And if so, have you ever wanted to, I was thinking about moving a lady in or asking her to move in. Really like her, but maybe it's just my loneliness or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you able to call me back tomorrow, Phil?
Yeah, I can call back tomorrow.
Okay, call me back. When you call, let Derek know. I asked you to call back, and I'll take your call, and we work on this.
Thanks, Jesse.
I don't want to do it in a rush.
I understand, absolutely. Well, happy birthday or belated birthday. I heard
thank
that. You had me cracking up with the other guy, but I'll call you tomorrow, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Hi, buddy. I am so out of time. Ryan out of Texas. I said, a first time call out of Washington State. A truck driver. And then the super chat, we'll get to those tomorrow, too. Time has gone by. You check out the first hour of the show, too. I had the beat dolls on. Female beat doll. What the? It was amazing. I am so out of time. Listen, folks, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Count it all joy. When you're feeling the pain, tribulations work as patience in your life. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy for not protecting you from mama. Every human being on the planet has to do it if you want to be free. It's up to you. If not, you can stay right in your hell and be miserable trying to hurt yourself and others, all right? The Hake Report is coming right now. The Hake. And then the American Anchor, baby. And check out Bill on Punch and TV. Thank you for your support. I really, really do appreciate it. Take care. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.